Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states can exclude transgender athletes from girls and women's sports. And joining us to talk about it is Priscilla Ron, Project 21 Ambassador, National Center for Public Policy Research, and former competitive tennis player, bodybuilder, and a high school tennis coach. Priscilla, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on today.
Priscilla, let me start this way. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that on July the 2nd of 2026, you would be with me on a radio show, excited and celebrating a U.S. Supreme Court decision that says that it's okay to exclude biological males from competing with women?
It's the most bizarre thing to say. Yeah, I'm excited to have this conversation, but it's just bizarre that we have to have this conversation about something that is so common sense. But let's talk about it because we need to highlight what's been going on in our nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but I'm not a woman. I knew we were going to get to this point at some point. I just felt it. But athletes make so many decisions in their life, and they sacrifice so much for so long to compete, and that's at every level. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be Olympic level, at every level. And then to have the rules change like this is like absolutely incredulous.
Yeah, I mean, I think the people on the left have gone so far crazy. It's really disturbing that people think it's normal for a biological male to identify as a female and then compete, because there's no amount of drugs, there's no amount of surgery that will make it equal and fair. But it's just from a spiritual standpoint too, God created men and women, and we are very, very different. But from just a competitive standpoint, we can see examples in swimming, for example, and in volleyball, the physical stature of these men just overwhelming women. And it is robbing us as women of scholarships and medals and just the ability to progress competitively in a sport that we love to compete in. It's just really unfair, but it's really sad, again, that it had to go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was just kind of curious. I swam competitively all my life. And so I looked at some of the times that I posted, and I've gone to some of the times that are being posted of high school female swimmers today. And even I will celebrate my 50th reunion this year from graduating from high school. My times today would be in the top five of women in this state at the present time, 50 years later.
And, wow, that,
you know, so I mean, it gives you an indication, I think, and highlights exactly what you just said.
Yeah, that's congratulations, by the way, for being an athlete. And this is, again, the thing about girls, young girls who aspire. You know, they go to their parks and rec and they get excited about playing sports, and then they get the bug and they find out they're really good at it, only to be told you have to compete against a male who has so many advantages. And we're seeing girls get hurt physically, and where their hopes and dreams are slashed permanently if they get injured. And so it's really important that states pass laws that protect girls in sports. You know, we've been fighting these types of, you know, gender battles for years when it came to voting and now Title IX and the fact that it's 2026, as you mentioned, and we're still fighting this battle around what's fair and what's right for women. This should be something that every state takes a look at and says, we are not going to allow trans females into girls' sports.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, through so many different iterations in our life here recently, follow the science, believe the woman and everything else. So when we go to female athletes, and I don't remember if it was you're a tennis player, so you would appreciate this, either Venus or Serena Williams. I think it might have been Venus did an interview with someone and they asked her, you know, could you compete against males? Mm-hmm. Now, by any, you know, way of looking at it, Venus and Serena were two of the most dominant female tennis players in the history of that game, right? They brought mm-hmm. a strength to that game that you typically did not see very often. And they candidly said, no way, I'd lose 6-0, 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
We would be out of there so quick, it wouldn't even be entertaining. So you wonder, it's kind of like, well, why are we not believing the woman? I mean, do we really believe that she's going to go and lie about that? I mean, she trains against males all the time, right? She knows mm-hmm. the quality of the game and the speed of the game being far, far greater and faster with males than females.
Yeah, I really appreciated that they both had that perspective, because it's true when you're looking at the difference between male and female tennis. You know, women, we go 3 sets. Men can go up to 5 sets. And that's physically, exhausting to go that many more sets. But, you know, yeah, the girth, the time, all of that, just God has created men to be able to do so much more physically than we as women. And that's not to knock us as women. We're just built and designed physically different than men. And that's okay. You know, I think as women, we're okay with being great athletes and being feminine and understanding what our physical limitations are, but that's, you know, by design. And so for men to think that they can come into our spaces and compete and strip away the things that we have worked so hard for, it's just preposterous. And it's just preposterous that lawmakers think that that's fair and justifiable. And, trying to talk to people on the left about this topic, it's dumbfounding. And so we just need to bring common sense back. And this actually is, you know, I think an 80-20 issue, even for a lot of, you know, liberals or Democrats who say, you know, there's a line, you know, that's being crossed. We recognize that this isn't fair. And so we are seeing more common sense decisions going back towards, hey, if you're a man and you want to play sports, you know, for every problem, there's a solution, right? But the solution is not to allow biological men into girls' sports, into girls' space.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of follow-ups, Priscilla, if you don't mind. I'm watching mainstream media report out on the Supreme Court decision and almost apologetically, trying to, like, sanitize themselves or whatever. I'm not even sure what to call it. Preemptively tell the audience, look, we're going to use some words only because they're in the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. Biological male, biological female. How did we get to this point?
I'm a cis woman, I'm a cis man. Like, it's just, no, you're a man or you're a woman. you know? You're male or you're female. XX, XY. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it was... And for a female athlete, I mean, like I said, in your wildest dreams in 2026, you're celebrating this. I mean, and then to go to actually female reporters apologizing for you for saying these words, and then following that up with the word so-called female sports. What does that mean? So-called female. I'm sure you heard that. That biological woman actually say that so-called female sports. Now, it really upset me because, in fact, people think sometimes I'm a little crazy, but I enjoy watching women's basketball more than men's basketball. And because I think it's more of the old style of basketball, setting picks and, you know, things of that nature, moving the ball around. And I enjoy that. But this so-called women's sports, it's interesting way to describe female sports activities.
I'm Gen X. I'm not millennial or Gen Z. So I'm old school. Okay. I didn't have cell phones, internet. I played outside till the lights came on. This generation, what's happening right now is I blame government education, public school. We're raising kids. Anything goes, right? Anything goes. You know, there's no real truth to anything. Like, this is what we're seeing, this social contagion of, you know, you can be anything and there's no male or female. There's no truth. It's just like whatever. And then you give them a microphone and they're on the news and they're repeating this and they're surrounded in a, you know, they're in a silo of other people going, oh yeah, you know, men can be women, men can get pregnant and guys, you know, acting like they're having periods and cramps. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing. It is not normal. This is not sanity. It's insanity that we had to go to the Supreme Court to say, no, boys, this is your lane. You stay out of girls' spaces. And that's where we are. And I'm just hoping this pendulum starts to swing back to common sense, that people start saying, no, it's not okay. And we are seeing this. Parents, young parents, I'm so proud of them right now, saying, oh, no, we're not going to allow boys into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and getting undressed. Like, that's not okay. So we are starting to see some common sense go, you know, come back. But it needs to happen a lot faster. We just need to, like, put the brakes on this movement around saying so-called, I'm a cis, male, cis, you know, so-called everything like you were mentioning. It's just ridiculous.
So the decision comes down basically – every state gets to decide for themselves, right? Which was kind of an interesting outcome. How do you think this is going to play out politically? Obviously, this is going to become a big political issue in some states. I think there are 20-some-odd states, correct me if I'm wrong, that don't allow biological males to play in female sports. So there's still quite a few states that have some kind of accommodation. And to the extent of locker room access, and if you don't like it as a female, you have to provide an alternative place to change clothes and shower and maybe not shower. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in the blue states like California, I live in Colorado, which doubles down anytime something like this happens. They go, hold my beer, we're going to do something even more ridiculous, and they're going to pass more laws. But what we'll see is what we're seeing already nationwide. Our parents are going to pull their kids out of public schools and say, you know, we have other options. We're going to homeschool. We're going to go to private schools or charter schools that are going to stand for the values that we believe in. And we're seeing a mass exodus, and schools are closing buildings because there's not enough students. And I think the pressure will come when it starts really impacting pocketbooks of school districts where they go, we don't have enough kids at school. Well, parents are saying you need to knock off all this ridiculous stuff, educate our children, protect our girls, and then we'll talk about sending our kids back to the schools. But that's what we're seeing in the blue states. The red states are doing a good job of protecting girls and making common sense decisions. But I think some of these we're seeing in Colorado where they just elected more, you know, socialists, communists to go to Congress. I mean, there's a movement with this new Democrat generation of saying we don't like America, we don't like the values. And so it's just going to be really interesting to watch across the nation what happens.
You coach young girls still, I'm assuming. Is that right?
I'm not coaching at the moment, but I've coached from T-ball all the way up to high school sports.
What do you hear from these young ladies today?
They don't want to compete with boys. In fact, we're seeing news reports of girls refusing to even compete. Teams of girls refusing to compete if there is a biological male on the other team. And I'm proud of them for that. They're making a stand. And I think we need to have girls to have that type of courage to say, we're going to stand for us as girls. And hopefully the system will catch up. We know the Olympics have caught up with that. And we need to send a message nationwide that we need to go back to common sense.
Absolutely. Priscilla Rahn, Project 21 Ambassador, National Center for Public Policy Research. Thank you so much for joining us today. And again, congratulations on this outcome. But again, why it was ever necessary is still mind-numbing to me, and I'm sure to you as well. Thank you so much, and have a great 4th of July celebration.
Thank you. Happy birthday, America.
All righty, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.